Developed over the course of more than 2 years, The Call of the Forest includes a selection of new, ongoing and earlier works spanning animation, installation, sculpture and sound. According to Marek Milde, the exhibition is a continuation of the artist's long-standing research into the cultural, emotional and ecological significance of trees.
We live in Brooklyn, New York for over 2 decades, which is a culturally very rich environment, but also an island, literally. And the island feels sometimes disconnected from nature. And as Czechs, you know, we like to leave the city for the weekend. It's much harder to do it here, but it's possible. And the nature here is beautiful. And the connection to nature became a really strong element in our art practice. And for us, the inspiration sometimes starts with small observations, like, you know, seeing weeds and plants pushing through pavement, or spotting tree tattoos on the subway. And these little moments where city life and nature meet are often the seeds for our projects.
This tension between city and forest runs through much of their work, including their most recent object in the show called Arbor Mobile, which features a typical New York cab with trees growing out of it. The idea for the artwork came on one of their forest hikes when they came across abandoned cars overgrown with vegetation, says Marek Milde.
We thought that's a perfect example of the strength of nature. So we wanted to rewild the ultimate urban symbol, a yellow New York taxi, and turn it into a vessel of growth. And also, rather than decay, it symbolized vitality and hope that the nature prevails.
The trees planted in the cab are all native to North America, many of which have deep historical roots. For instance, the eastern white pine, which was pictured on one of the flags used during the American Revolution. Christina Milde says their fascination with American trees dates back to their early years in the U.S., when the unfamiliar landscape caught them by surprise.
Although we were well versed in the European forest, we couldn't recognize many of the trees and were kind of like curious, why is that? And then we realized that in America, there are over 1,200 tree species, and in Europe, we have only 80. And the reason is because they died out during the glacier period. And we found it very fascinating because the tree diversity is really overwhelming. And this interest and fascination we shared with the first settlers who arrived in the New World and started to bring the trees back to Europe between the 15th and the 19th century. And now many of them are well established. And we thought that it's quite interesting to reveal this connection which the North American forest and the European forest shares.
Christina and Marek Milde hope the yellow cab will live on long after the exhibition ends. They are already searching for a permanent location where the trees can continue to grow. Another key work is the Call of the Forest animation, which brings together tree tattoos collected from people around the world. The idea came from time spent in New York's subway system, says Christina Milde.
When you live in New York, as we do, you spend a lot of time in subway. And especially in summer, you see people having so many different types of tattoos. And we realized that many of them feature like trees. And we were fascinated by this kind of like a psychological connection people have with the forest, that they kind of are creating these marks on their bodies to feel connected to this symbol of tree. And we decided that it would be interesting to create from these individual trees a collective forest and asked people to send us images of their tattoos along with their stories.
To their surprise, the idea struck a chord and submissions began arriving from around the world. Working with Prague-based animator Jakub Kotil, the Mildes transformed these tattoo images into a flowing animated forest.
The tattoos show that trees are more than just plants. They are emotional landmarks. And it's very interesting to look into the motivations why people get tattoos, since we don't have any. So for them, they symbolize certain physical connection or also resilience or grounding or rooting into something. And in the animation, we explore this idea of trees as emotional anchor, both personal and collective memory, because these individual trees, which have been on somebody's bodies, are here put together into this large animated collage, and they together create a forest. So the forest here is not just the outside forest, but it lives inside the people. It's an emotional landscape, and we want the visitors to enter this space and experience it.
Another installation, InTreeNet, a play on the word internet, uses tree trunks to mimic the underground pipes and cables that run beneath cities. The concept began back in 2009, well before it was widely recognized that trees communicate through underground fungal networks, says Christina Milde.
We find it interesting that, of course, our cities, our buildings are also connected, and without the natural resources, we wouldn't be able to exist. So we wanted to, again, visually connect the forest and the city by using the tree trunks in a form of pipes and engineering system, and visually connect the buildings with the environment outside.
At Kunsthalle, the network begins in the building's lobby and winds its way into the gallery, spreading into a canopy. Visitors can sit beneath as if they are in a forest in the middle of the city. The exhibition also features a sculpture made from old issues of the New York Times, rolled and compressed into the form of a tree trunk. The project, titled Petrified Times, took 5 years to complete and used an entire year's worth of newspapers from 2020, explains Marek Milde.
We thought originally this is going to be sort of abstract. We'll be turning the material of the newspaper back to the tree mass where it originally came from. But the piece became even more meaningful because during the years there were so many things happening, sad things, dramatic things, and they all became metaphorically part of the sculpture. So the piece is a meditation on time and information, how the stories build up and solidify over time, much like rings of a tree. So today you could, in theory, locate certain events of the year 2020 in the tree rings, the beginning of pandemics, election cycle, and the stories of the year 2020 inside.
In parallel with the sculpture, the artists created a daily poetry series using only New York Times headlines. By the end of the year, they had written 400 short poems. 7 are on display next to the sculpture. The rest appear as a projection onto a curtain made from recycled delivery bags.
The Petrified Times or Petrified Parallels, there are several projects which evolve from each other. However, it was all about transformation, and especially the poems made out of headlines Christina mentioned, very, very important one, because as the year 2020 were more difficult and the news became darker and darker, it was sometimes very hard to find a positive headline in the newspaper. So it sort of became like a sport for us out of the negative headlines to create some positive affirmation. And the visitors of the Kunsthalle may read some of them.
A soundscape composed by Prague-based Indian musician Abhi accompanies the exhibition, blending field recordings from nature with subtle urban noise. The result echoes the exhibition's central message that the forest is never really far away.
And we really hope people who will come will leave with a renewed sense of wonder and also urgency. Because for us, trees are not just a background scenery. They are central to how we live, breathe, and remember. And we want visitors to walk out feeling more connected to the forest, even in the middle of the city, and perhaps more inspired to care for it.